打开这个创世纪第三十二章。
Let's turn to Genesis 32.
今天我们要跟大家讲这个雅各跟神的摔跤。
Today we are going to talk about the account of Jacob wrestling with God.
好，今天请大家打开这个创世纪三十二章，我们要先读一段经文，很短的经文。
So we're going to read a very short passage from chapter 22 to verses 32.
这个是很著名的一段圣经，但是你会发现这段圣经很难解。
So this is a very popular passage, but a very difficult passage to explain.
创世纪三十二章二十二节说，他就是雅各，雅各夜间起来，带着两个妻子、两个使女，并十一个儿子，渡过了雅波渡口，先打发他们过河，又打发所有的都过去，只剩下雅各一人。有一个人来和他摔跤，直到黎明。那人见自己胜不过他，就将他的大腿窝摸了一把，雅各的大腿窝正在摔跤的时候就拧了。那人说，天黎明了，容我去吧。雅各说，你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。那人说，你的名字叫什么？他说，我的名字叫雅各。那人就说，你的名字不要再叫雅各，要叫以色列，因为你与神与人角力，都得了胜。雅各问他说，请将你的名告诉我。那人说，何必问我的名呢？于是在那里雅各祝福，雅各便给那地方起名叫比努伊勒，意思是说，我面对面见了神，我的性命仍得保全。日头出来的时候，雅各经过比努伊勒，他的腿就瘸了，故此以色列人不吃大腿窝的筋，直到今日，因为那人摸了雅各大腿的筋。
The same night he, which is Jacob, arose and took his two wives, his two female servants, his 11 children, and crossed the ford of Jebel. He took them and sent them across the stream and everything else that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched his hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, let me go, for the day has broken. But Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. And he said to him, what is your name? And he said, Jacob. Then he said, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have prevailed with God and with men, and have prevailed. Then Jacob asked him, please tell me your name. But he said, why is it that you ask my name? And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the place of name Peniel, saying, for I have seen God face to face, and yet my life has been delivered. The sun rose upon him as he passed Penuel, limping because of his hip. Therefore to this day, the people of Israel do not eat the sinew of the thigh that is on the hip socket, because he touched the socket of Jacob's hip on the sinew of his thigh.
这段圣经是非常著名的，讲到雅各与神摔跤的故事。
So this is a very popular passage talking about Jacob wrestling with God.
但是这段圣经的意思到底是什么呢？
But what is the meaning of this passage?
所以在解 narrative, 在解叙述文，在解故事的时候，难的地方就是圣经里面本身没有告诉你。
So this is the difficulty of understanding narratives. The passage does not tell you the meaning of the verses.
所以解经里面呢 ，narrative 故事或者叙述文是最难解的。
So understanding narrative is one of the most difficult thing to do in the Bible.
它的挑战非常高。
So it's very challenging.
所以在这段圣经里面，为什么雅各半夜在那里跟一个人摔跤呢
？So why was Jacob wrestling alone with a man at midnight.
那么跟他摔跤这个人到底是谁呢？
Now, who is this person that Jacob was wrestling?
那么圣经里面提到说，雅各在摔跤之后说，这个人应该是神，所以他说我面对面朝向神，还能够保全生命，所以这个人呢，不是人是神。
So this person must be God, because Jacob himself said, "For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life has been delivered."
解经家正在研究这个人呢，他说这个人呢，应该是耶稣基督在还没有降世之前来见雅各，跟他摔跤。
So some Bible scholars say this is the pre-incarnate Christ who came down to wrestle with Jacob.
所以有很多文章在写这一方面，但是有些人说天使，有些人说主耶稣，有些人说是神本身。
So some say this is an angel, some say it's Christ, some say it's God himself.
如果是神，他怎么可能输呢？他说他以神摔跤而得胜，他怎么可能得胜呢？
If this was truly God, then how can Jacob prevail over God?
所以这里面很多问题。
So there are many questions that are faced.
而且这段圣经呢，为什么写这一段？它的目的是什么呢？
Now what is the purpose and point of this passage?
所以我们在解释的时候，上一次我们开始跟大家讲，我花很多时间讲新约，因为我不敢讲旧约。
So couple of weeks back I've been preaching the New Testament because the Old Testament is very difficult.
其实这个难度很高，但是呢，我们每一个人都要进步嘛，都要学习，所以我们也尝试进去讲这个叙述文，讲到这个故事。
Now to improve ourselves, we need to confront what is difficult. So now we are engaging this narrative passage to understand.
当然也不单是这样，因为我们当中有一些弟兄姐妹一直给我很多压力，要讲旧约，所以我们非讲旧约不可。
Of course, among us, there are also brothers and sisters who have been pressuring me to preach the Old Testament, so I'm preaching the Old Testament.
所以上一次我们跟大家讲到基甸的祷告。
So last time we preached about Gideon's prayer.
其实这段圣经，如果你仔细看，当我们讲完的时候，我可以说这段也是叫做雅各的祷告。
So this passage after we study today, we can see it's also Jacob's prayer.
但是那个结论你自己来做。
But the conclusion, I'll leave it to you.
在我们还没有开始之前，让我们复习一下。
So let's revise what we've learned.
这个叙述文呢，应该怎么样解释呢？叙述文呢，基本上呢，我们必须要懂得解释。解释的时候呢，我们要知道叙述文的写法跟这个书信的写法是不一样。叙述文的写法，它会提到人物，它有提到它的背景，就是它的场景，就好像你看电影或者看一个连续剧的时候，有时候在这一个场、这个背景、这个场景是在沙滩也好，在沙漠也好，它有一个场景，然后它有一个情节，它有一个不断的这个情节的变化，然后呢，我们要知道它的主题是什么。
Now, in understanding the structure of a narrative, to understand how to interpret narratives, we need to understand that there are characters in a narrative that set things, could be the beach, the park. There's a plot and there's a theme, that's part of the narrative.
那么，但是我们也要提到人物，我们要提到这个场景、情节，还有它的主题。
So there's characters, there's plot, and then there's a theme.
所以我们在研究的时候呢，我们看任何一个故事，我们要用这些方法来看。然后它的主题呢，就是说最后它的目的要讲什么？它的主题呢？一般上我们有两个看法，一个叫做 point of view， 就是它的视角或者它从什么角度。一般上有时候我们用的叫做 editorial comment， 就是说写作的人他写下这个是。这故事是这个意思，我们就知道它的意思。但是我们会看到这一段圣经呢，写作的人没有这么想，这样要怎么看呢？
Now in understanding the theme, we need to understand the point of view. Sometimes the narrator or the writer will give us a perspective, but today in this passage, we do not understand the narrator's point of view.
所以我们要从他的对话里面，他们主角这个人物的对话里面去知道他的意思是什么。
So sometimes the dialogue between the characters will help us understand what is the purpose of the passage.
所以当我们看一个故事的时候呢，最终呢，他不告诉我们，是要我们心里面去。比如说，你看到一个人很恶毒，你就很愤恨，有公义，你要去为他来讨一个公道。
So narratives are written to evoke an emotional response from the reader. So for example, if you read about an injustice. You have a righteous anger. That response is what the narrator wants you to have.
所以才从这段圣经里面呢，从一个故事里面，我们应该有怎么样的反应呢？这个就是我们看故事的一个很重要的一个过程。
So in reading the narrative, what kind of emotions is elicited from us, that's what we want to consider.
所以我们在看到情节的时候呢，这个 plot 的时候呢，它是一个情节或者是一个场景或者一个就是一个 chapter 或者是一个一章。所以我们写书信的时候是有章有段落有句子，然后呢我们去分析。但是来到 叙述文的时候呢，我们一定要看它的情节、看它的人物、看它的场景，去明白它的主题。
So comparing the structure of a narrative and an epistle, epistle would have chapters, paragraphs, sentences to give us a flow of thought. In a narrative, it's the plot, characters, setting, and theme that helps us understand what the author is wanting to communicate.
在书信呢，很注意是逻辑的思想。
So in a letter. Very importantly, the logical flow of thought.
在写文、写这个故事或写这个叙述文的时候呢，很注重是我们情感或者我们能够知道，可以跟这个跟 identify with 那个 character， 就是说我们跟这个人物有相同的这个情感或者有相同的经历的时候，它使到我们有一种回应。
So for the purposes of a narrative, the writer will want to evoke an emotional response from you. Sometimes when you identify with the character, it really helps you respond emotionally, aligned with the characters.
所以你的心情呢，可以跟那个他的人物里面故事人物有一个共鸣，有一个 resonate.
So your emotions resonate with the characters in the story.
所以整个故事呢，要一个故事要有吸引人的地方呢，是因为它有一个通常它一开始的时候呢，它出现一个问题，有了问题之后，它必须采取一个行动解决那个问题，就是来到高潮之后，问题一解决它就恢复平静。所以这个故事它有它的吸引人的地方，就是看这个情节如何发展。
So when you observe the plot of a narrative, it always begins with a problem. There'll be actions that arises, and then there's a climax where the problem gets resolved, and then after that, it kind of falls away to the ending.
所以我们来看今天呢，我们来看这个雅各与神摔跤这个故事到底是在讲什么。
So today we consider Jacob's wrestling with God, and we try to understand what it's all about.
So 首先呢，我们来看这个场景，它的背景，它在它这个什么情况底下写的。
So in what circumstance did he write this? This passage.
如果你仔细看这段圣经，就是讲到雅各在晚上带着两个妻子跟两个使女，这个两个使女呢也是他的妻子，所以他带着四个妻子，还有12个这个儿子，在半夜渡河，半夜的时候过一条河。So
in the opening verses, we find Jacob running with his two wives, his two servants who also his wives, so four wives and 12 children, and they were crossing the river at night.
为什么要半夜过河呢？
So why is he crossing at night?
而且在过河的时候，他心情非常害怕。
And he was fearful when he crossed the river.
如果你要知道他的背景呢，实际上呢，你必须要从创世纪第25章看起。
To understand his emotions, you need to consider Genesis 25 onwards.
所以好几好接近七八章的圣经，我们没有办法在这边念。
So we have no time to read all 7-8 chapters.
不过呢，非常有趣的时候是半夜里面呢。 他赶路的时候，赶快要把这个两个这个四个太太，加上11个儿子，还有羊群牛群，很多的半夜走过河要赶过去。为什么他这样害怕，要半夜做这件事情呢？
So we meet Jacob now with 4 wives, 11 children, and all his possessions crossing the river at midnight in a haste. Why?
而且呢，他的牛跟羊是上百头的，是很用200只牛、200只羊，然后还有很多很多的这些驴子啊等等，这是一个 mobilization exercise， 就是说这个是一个大的动作。
So this was a big migration. It was 200 cattle, 200 sheep, lots of mules, and they were crossing the river at night.
而且这段圣经呢，原来的经文呢。
Now, the original version of this text was written in Hebrew.
所以当你要明白他半夜这里记说他半夜带着这么多人渡过亚伯渡口或者是亚伯河的时候呢，这边我们读旁文圣经也好，英文圣经也好，你读不出什么原因。实际上呢，里面大有文章。
So as we read in English or Mandarin and we see the word of the Jabbok, we don't get the sense of that the writer is trying to communicate with us.
所以我在这边提几件几个字给你看，你就知道这一个文章其实从希伯来文来写的时候呢，里面非常丰富的。
Now I'm just giving you some examples of words here that would show you the depth of meaning that the original Hebrew is trying to communicate.
所以雅各的名字在希伯来文叫做 Yaakov.
So Jacob is called Yaakov.
那么他要渡过那条河呢？那条河呢叫做 Yabok.
So the river Jabbok in Hebrew is Yabok.
啊，所以你看到这边好像有点押韵。
So there is intonation here.
为什么呢？这个很重要。 这个重要，这个雅各的名字呢，就是他为什么名字叫雅各呢？是因为他出生的时候呢，他有一个双胞胎，他的大哥出来的时候，他出来的时候，他的手抓住那个大哥的脚，不要让他走呢。这个抓住就是雅各的意思。So
Jacob, the meaning of Jacob is when he was born with his twin brother Esau, he was grabbing Esau's leg, and his name Jacob is that grabbing.
啊，所以那么这个这条河呢，这条河这个雅各的这条河呢，就是弯曲九转，九转十八弯这样，弯来弯去，曲曲折折的意思。所以这个很狡猾的雅各来到这个弯曲的河里面跟神摔跤，这个摔跤的意思也是弯弯曲曲滑滑的啊，朝。所以你看到这边里面很丰富的这个意思在里面。
So this Jacob who is crafty by nature has met with, it's now we meet him at this river Yabok, which is full of twists and turns itself.
所以在这里你看到这个亚伯河呢，就是亚伯，这个是 V 字。那么来到 Jacob 的名字呢，这个是 Yaakov， 这个是 Q 字的意思，那个声音。但是来到摔跤的时候，这个是 Abok。 这个字，你看这个 B 字跟这个 B 字很相似，这个 Q 字跟这个 Q 字很相似。这个就是神摸着他的脚，其实这个字呢扭到这个，其实 dislocate 就是使它分开的意思。所以这边呢，其实从诗人的眼光来看呢，这边诗意很浓啊。So
if you look at the word dislocate is yaka, and then the word for wrestling is abak. So it's full of, even the choice of the words by the original author is full of poetic significance.
所以这个狡猾的雅各来到这个弯弯曲曲的河，在那边以跟一个人来摔跤的时候呢，他又被人家摸了，他被这个抓住他的脚，使到他能够变成瘸腿的。这个里面很丰富的这个意思在里面。So
we have a crafty Jacob wrestling with someone at the River Yabok, which is full of twists and turns, so much so that he got himself dislocated.
让我们慢慢来讲啊。So
let's explain it slowly.
首先呢，我们在这边看到，其实如果要明白这段圣经呢，我们如果不用走到这个32章啊，不用去到25章去，我们在这个在上这一章的第三节那边就可以看到，这一章在第三节那边讲到什么呢？第三节他就讲到说，他说雅各呢，就是在第三节说。 他说他打发人去西尔地呢，在他们为什么要赶着过河呢？因为他听说他的哥哥以扫啊，带了400人来追杀他，所以他赶快呢叫他的家人过河。So
we do not have to look at the chapters in front, but if you see in chapter 32 in verse 3, we saw that Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, his brothers, in the land of Seir, the country of Edom, because he heard that his brother was coming after him with 400 men.
所以在第七节的时候呢，你看第七节呢，他说他在这里呢，他就非常的惧怕，而且呢忧愁。
So in verse 7, Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed when he heard the news.
因为他的哥哥赶着来要追杀他。
Because his brother Esau is coming after him with 400 men.
好了，就是他半夜的时候要过这条河，那么呢？ 他哥哥为什么呢？哥哥要来追杀他，但他哥哥为什么要追杀他呢？
So his brother is coming, but why is his brother coming to get him?
原来我们要知道这个雅各的一生。
So then we must understand the life of Jacob.
雅各出生的时候就抓住哥哥的腿。
So the very minute they were born, Jacob was grabbing Esau's legs.
所以我们讲的就是 grab， 现在 Greg 抓了 Uber， 所以这个 Greg 已经成功了。
So Jacob successfully grabbed Esau.
但是呢，我们不知道结局还是什么，可能 Greg 到最后被 Greg 也不知道。
Now in this context, we don't know the pastor didn't grab.
所以那个问题呢，这段圣经呢要讲的是，是雅各抓住人呢，还是人雅各被人抓住呢？这个就是很有趣的问题。
So is Jacob grabbing Esau or has people successfully cornered Jacob?
我们知道雅各的一生里面，他出生的时候抓住他大哥的脚，过后呢，雅各在有两次的时候呢，他欺骗他的大哥。So
Jacob grabbed Esau and then two times he cheated Esau.
在创世纪27章36节那边讲到说，以扫他被骗，以扫被。 被这个雅各骗他的祝福之后，他说这句话，他说你的名字叫以扫，岂不是正啊？因为你欺骗了我两次，哪两次呢？第一次你欺骗了我的名长子的名分，第二次呢你欺骗了我的福分，什么意思呢
？So Esau said, is he not rightly named Jacob, for he has cheated me these two times? First he took away my birthright, and the second he has taken away my blessing.
所以 第一次呢，他欺骗了他的，因为雅各去打猎回来很累的时候呢，趁人软弱的时候，他说啊，你把名字这个长子的名字给我，我就给你这一个红豆这个红汤喝。
Now the very first time when he tricked Esau, when Esau returned from hunting and was tired, in exchange of the name for his birthright, Jacob offered a bowl of soup to Esau.
所以这个叫趁人之危。
This is taking advantage.
他软弱的时候就要求他的，哇，他要的不是小事，是他的名分，他长子的名分。
So in Esau's weakness, he took advantage and took away his birthright.
第二次呢？第二次是什么呢？当这个雅各年纪老了的时候呢，要祝福，要把这个祝福给大哥的时候呢？ 他听到了他的妈妈告诉他，其实这个是，其实雅各跟以扫的故事大家要注意，妈妈偏心爱雅各，爸爸偏心爱以扫，所以家庭大乱，所以这个是偏爱出现的很大的问题。So
this situation of Esau and Jacob was really stemmed by their parents. The father favored Esau and the mother favored Jacob, and it caused the family to be in upheaval.
所以当这个雅各要为他的大儿子祝福的时候呢？ 他的妈妈跟雅各就串通了，穿了这个来欺骗他的这个雅各，结果雅各把祝福骗走了。So
when his father Isaac was going to, was old and was going to give away his blessing, together with his mother Jacob tricked his father Isaac.
其实你知道吗？神早就说以扫大哥呢，大的要服侍小的。如果雅这个雅各 聪明的话，他忍耐等一等，神自然会为他做。但是他不要让神做，他要亲自来去抓，亲自去抢，亲自去来得到。Actually,
Jacob didn't have to trick his father because God already promised that the older will serve the younger. He could have been patient and waited for it, but he decided to snatch away Esau's blessing.
So he takes things into his own hands, 就是他自己来，他不用等候神。
So he did not wait upon God and took things in his own hands.
所以他这样欺骗了这个雅各，他这个雅各这个他欺骗了这个以扫呢，三次，第一次他抓住他脚，第二次他这个要他的名分，第三次他要他的福分，所以这个以扫就非常愤怒，就要杀他。
So three times he tricked Esau. First he grabbed his leg, then took his birthright, then took his blessing. So Esau is now coming after Jacob, wanting his life.
所以雅各呢，为了知道这件事情，他就逃跑，跑到拉班，就是他的舅大舅子的这个家去，在那边生活了二十四年。
So knowing that, so Jacob ran away to his uncle's home, and lived there for many years. And that's where he met his wife.
其实他到那边的时候呢，结果他被他的大舅子，他以前骗他的大哥，现在呢却被他的这个大舅子骗。
So when he reached his uncle's house, he tricked his brother. He ran there. When he was there, his uncle tricked him.
这个就是他的背景。
So this is the background.
让我们来看看那个人物哈。
So let's look at the characters of the story.
当然，在这个这段圣经里面的人物有几个呢
So, who are the characters in this story?
基本上你可以看到，基本上有一个，当然就是雅各。
Now we see that there is a person called Jacob.
第二呢，重要人物就是雅各跟一个人摔跤，那边是有一个人。
And then there is the man.
那么当然，这个人到底是天使呢，是神呢，还是主耶稣？我们等一下再说。
So is this person, this man, angel, Christ, or God? We'll explain later.
首先，我们讲讲这个雅各到底是谁。
So who is this Jacob?
所以圣经里面呢，在旧约讲到叙述文的时候呢，通常讲人物的时候呢，给我们的资料很少的。
So in the Bible, when it comes to narratives, information about a character is always very little.
所以我们要注意，第一呢，要讲到一般上都看他的名字就知道他这个人是谁。
So sometimes when you see the person's name, you have understanding of what kind of person he is.
所以在这边呢，我们讲到雅各呢，他出生的时候为什么名字叫雅各呢？因为他的妈妈、他的父母给他这个，因为他出生的时候呢，抓住大哥的脚，这个叫雅各的意思。
So the name Jacob again came from the word grab because he took his brother by the heel when they were born.
何西亚书十二章三节也是这么讲，他在肚子里面呢，抓住哥哥的脚，这个就是抓住的意思，就是 Jacob， 就是雅各的意思。
So Hosea 12:3 tells us in the womb he took his brother by the heel. That's the word Jacob.
所以这个人呢，非常爱抓住人，要抓住不放的。所以他碰到什么东西，他又抓，他不肯放的。
So this is a man who, when he meets circumstances, he wants to grab them and take it into his own hands.
他看到他的周围环境呢，他都是要自己亲自去做、亲自去处理、亲自去计划、亲自去执行。他不相信任何人，他要亲自做。
So in considering his environment and his situation, he always wants to fix things himself.
啊，所以他这个雅各呢，基本上不但是这样，他也是叫做一个 cheater， 或者是他是一个 deceiver， 或者他是一个欺骗人的人，因为他欺骗自己的哥哥两次。
So Jacob is also known as a trickster or a deceiver who cheated his own brother twice.
啊，不但是这样呢，他的个性就是什么都要自己捉，什么都要自己拿，什么都要自己抓，而且呢，他不相信别人，而且呢，他什么都要自己亲自亲力亲为。
So this is a man who likes to fix things himself, take things in his own hands, and just it's always about him solving the problem himself.
所以他什么都要掌握在自己的手里，不愿意听天由命。
So he's unwilling to let things control him. He wants to dictate how things go.
所以他做什么事情呢？他算是斤斤计较的人。
So he's a very calculated man.
而且他是一个 cunning， 他是一个很会计算的。他不像他的哥哥以扫喜欢运动啊，他是在心里坐在帐篷里面在思想的人。
So Jacob is a very cunning man. He sits in the tent of his brother, and he's always coming up with plots.
啊，所以他常常计划要去怎么样去得到他所要的东西。
He's always plotting to get what he wants.
但是呢，当他得到他要的时候呢，他就自己得到麻烦了，因为他的大哥要杀他。
But after he got everything he wanted, he got himself into trouble because his brother wants to kill him.
结果他逃跑了，逃跑到他的舅舅的家去。
So he ran to his uncle's house.Far away.
但是呢，后来呢，他却被他的罪追上他，结果他被他的舅舅欺骗了。
So his sin caught up with him there, and his uncle tricked him.
啊，所以他在那边做了七年，要娶他的小女儿，结果他被骗了，给他大女儿，结果他服侍了他的舅舅14年，才得到他所喜欢的妻子。
So he in exchange to marry.The little youngest daughter Rachel, he worked 7 years, but his uncle tricked him, gave him Leah, the older daughter, so he worked another 7 years, so 14 years, being tricked by his uncle to work for him.
然后呢，他替他做工的时候呢，他又改他工价10次。
And then his uncle changed his wages 10 times.
所以他不断的被他的舅子，以前他骗别人，现在被人骗。
So for all the years he was tricked. By his cunning uncle.
你看那个风水轮流转，对吗？
So this is like a cycle of life.
然后呢， yeah. 然后到最后呢，他说，后来他的舅舅不太喜欢他的时候，他就跟他的妻子讲说，你的父亲已经不爱我们了，我们还是逃跑吧。所以他就带着全部的人逃跑，就是来到这个亚伯渡口。
So after that, when his uncle didn't like him anymore, he told his wife, "Now we need to leave. Your dad does not like us anymore." So he took all his servants and all his possessions and fled to Jebel.
所以你看到吗？他以前欺骗他自己的家人，现在他被他的舅舅欺骗。
So initially he tricked his own family member. Now his uncle tricked him.
然后呢，他就想办法来用，又是用这一招，在他的这个舅舅还没有回家出门的时候呢，他就赶快带着他的家人，带着很多财产，然后逃跑。
So while his uncle was away, he took all his possessions and ran away from his uncle.
所以在这个时候呢，所以他在这边逃跑的时候呢，你会发现他的妻子全部跟他一心一意的逃跑，但是他的舅舅后来追上他。
So ultimately, even though his wives were with him, his uncle caught up with him.
所以我们看到这个雅各是一个斤斤计较，很会算计的人，很会这个计划的人，很会这个绊倒别人的人，很会要什么都抓着的人。
So we meet Jacob here, a cunning, crafty, and treacherous man.
所以这样的人怎么样来服侍神呢？
So how can a person like that serve God?
我们就是要看下去。这个故事就是来到这个雅，他就带着这群人家人，半夜走过这个渡口，来到这个河边呢。半夜，因为什么半夜呢？他睡不着觉，你知道吗？这样的人呢，睡不好觉的，吃也吃不好的，整天怕别人计算，因为他已经计算过很多人了。
So this Jacob was here midnight because he couldn't sleep. A crafty man cannot rest at night. He's always plotting and he's afraid of plots. So he has. Now we meet him here on the run.
所以他非常害怕。
So he's very afraid.
非常忧愁。
Full of sorrow.
心里非常害怕，可能他的哥哥已经带着400人赶到，马上到了。
So maybe his brother is already here with the 400 men.
所以他就带着他的家人来到这个河边的时候呢，他想怎么办呢？首先他就叫他的仆人先去这个绵羊，公羊山羊先去，然后绵羊再去，然后牛再去，再驴上去，一排一排的预备好。所以这些人当他遇到他哥哥的时候，他可以先把礼物送给他的哥哥。
So he sent his servants ahead, first the cattle, then the sheep, then the meal, so that every time when they advance and meet his brother, they can give those as gifts to Esau and the men.
所以他计划是这样，当他的哥哥看到第一批哇不错，第二批也不错，哇三四五六批哇这么多礼物，他碰他心软的时候，碰到雅各的时候呢，他就不会这么生气。
Now this was Jacob's ploy. He wanted Esau to receive the first gift and second gift, and as he got more and more gifts, when he finally meets Jacob, Esau's heart would be softened and treat Jacob better.
来到最后的时候呢，他先把他大老婆的家人先放在前面，小老婆放在后面，自己走在最后面。
So then he put his eldest wife and the kids, and then the youngest wife, Rachel and the kids, and then he put himself at the very end.
所以如果前面有事，他可以逃跑。
So if something happens in front, he can run.
好了，你这样的人物你明白吗？
So now do you understand Jacob?
这样很自私，很自我为中心，什么都计算好好的。
So this is a very selfish, calculative man.
但是他在晚上把这些送过去之后呢，自己一个人的时候，突然间有一个人来跟他摔跤。
So just when he sent everything away and he was left alone, a man came to wrestle with him.
这个人到底是谁？
So who is this man?
很可能这个人就是神。
So very likely this person is God.
因为他在摔跤的时候，他很可能神成为人的样子来跟雅各摔跤。很可能有些做解经家就说，这个就是主耶稣还没有降世之前，他用人的身份来跟雅各摔跤。
So Jacob himself there has seen God face to face, and yet his life has been delivered. So Bible scholars and teachers are saying that this very likely is the pre-incarnate Christ.
所以当雅各有过这个经验的时候，他叫那个地方叫做比努以勒，意思说我与神面对面。所以他雅各心里说，这个一定是神。
So that's why he called the place Peniel, because it means the face of God.
其实圣经在何西亚书十二章三节那边，圣经的作者何西亚先知何西亚说，那个就是神。他说他壮年的时候与神摔跤，所以应该是神。
So in Hosea, actually, talks about this, this incident. It says, in the womb, he took his brother by the heel, in his man foot, he strove with God.
所以刚才我们看了那个场景，他的背景，然后我们看了这个人物，这是叫做雅各，跟这个人摔跤。
So we've seen the setting and we've seen the characters.
让我们来看他的情节。
So now let's look at the plot.
所以刚才我们讲到这个情节，就是这个人呢，半夜来跟雅各摔跤。
So the situation now we find is there is a man. This very night, wrestling with Jacob.
但是我要你注意一件事情，是这个人主动来跟雅各摔跤。
So notice that this man proactively came to wrestle with Jacob.
啊，所以这个雅各突然间有一个人跟他摔跤，到底是谁？这是以扫还是什么人？为什么要摔跤？起初一定是非常害怕。
So Jacob, as he was wrestling this person, he did not know where this man come from. Is it from Esau? Who is this person wrestling me?
那么这个人跟他一直摔跤，他是打不赢他。你雅各，但是当在摔跤的时候，他一定知道这个人不是普通人，这个人一定是神。
Now, as he was wrestling with this person, Jacob must know that this person is God.
所以他是说，你不给我祝福，我不让你走。
That's why he said, if you do not bless me, I will not let you go.
当然你可以看到，哇，雅各一定要神的祝福，这个是我们可以学的。
So this is something we can learn because Jacob wanted God to bless him.
是说，如果你不祝福我，我一定不让你走。
Now, if you do not bless me, I will not let you go.
但是这个人说，天快亮了，你再不让我走，怎么可以呢？所以他就抓他一把，摸他一把，意思说他在他的骨，他的这个脚的这个旁边大腿窝一抓，其实那个字是使他脱节，他一脱节之后他就不能动，他就瘸腿了。
So when he was close to daybreak, the man saw that he could not prevail against Jacob, so he touched his hip socket, and this word actually means dislocate Jacob's hip socket.
在这个 NASB 把它翻译成dislocate， 就是把它脱臼、脱臼、脱臼的意思。
So the in the NASB it says put out of joint, that means to dislocate。
所以呢，这个雅各就瘸了腿。所以我们这个问题很 very interesting， 就是说很特别。为什么呢？这个人到底什么叫做他胜了呢？他如果胜，他缺了腿，他怎么会胜呢？所以这个人到底是谁胜呢？这个就是一个很大的问题。
So here we face this question. So who won, right? If Jacob was crippled after this, how can he say that he prevailed?
所以我们再仔细想一想他的情节。
So let's consider the plot.
所以刚才我们讲到说这个字呢，雅各呢，这个他的名字，但是呢，他的dislocate 就是他扭到那个他脱臼那个地方呢，他用雅各的意思呢，他是好像很相似，意思说到底是这个雅各很喜欢抓的人呢，现在是被人抓了。
So in this interchange of the words, you see how Jacob Yaakov, his leg was dislocated, Yaakov, and so the man who used to grab, now he was being grabbed and dislocated.
所以我们要问谁被抓了。
So who was grabbed?
谁被谁抓。
And who grabbed whom?
那么谁赢了，是谁输了呢？
And who won and who lost?
所以这个就是我们要问的问题。
So this is the question we are asking.
这个圣经里面他没有告诉我们，这个是故事吗？他没有直接告诉我们。
So the story did not tell us precisely who won. This is just.
所以我们要问它的主题到底是什么。
So what is the theme here?
一般上呢，我们在读这个叙述文的时候呢，我们一定通常有 editorial comment， 就是编辑他自己写说，我作者写是这个意思。但是在这边呢，我们看不到这个作者写创世纪这个人呢，没有告诉我们谁赢谁输，到底他说到底是什么一回事，我们还是搞不清楚。
So in reading narrative, sometimes we can read the editors or the authors' commentary, but we do not have the point of view. So what is the point in this passage?
特别这一段圣经呢，应该是这个作者告诉我们的时候，他却不告诉我们，他却可以讲说sidetrack 或者是离题了。
So the author does not tell us the outcome or the winner. In fact, he almost sidetracked and talks about something else.
所以在这边就这个创世纪三十二章三十二节，他这边讲到说，他说以色列人不吃大腿窝的筋，直到如今是因为那人摸了雅各的大腿窝的筋。
So in verse 32 it says, therefore to this day the people of Israel do not eat the sinew of the thigh that is on the hip socket, because he touched the socket of Jacob's hip.
你看到吗？不是他说，他是他们说。
So it's not he said they.
他说他们以色列人是这样想的，不，作者不是这个意思。
So the author is saying that's what the Israelites are doing.
所以我们不知道这一届到底是什么意思。
So we do not know what the verse intends to communicate.
所以我们不知道他用什么角度看他呢？ 另外一个看法呢，就是从他的对话里面去知道。
So therefore it leads us to observing the dialogue between the individuals.
所以这个对话，这个他们的对话是什么呢？
So this is their dialogue.
所以他们在挣扎的时候，他们在摔跤的时候呢，这个人呢，或者这一位神呢，或者这个天使呢，他就问他，你的名字叫什么？
So as they were wrestling, the man, which is God or an angel, said to Jacob, "What is your name?"
难道这个神不知道雅各的名字吗？
Does God not know Jacob's name?
他一定知道。
God knows.
他知道他在跟谁摔跤。
God knows who he is wrestling with.
这样为什么他要雅各告诉他他的名字呢？
So what is the point of him asking Jacob
the question? 其实他要雅各 confess， 要雅各自己认识他是一个。
So God's intent was for Jacob to verbalize that he is the person who grabs and caused others to fall.
你的名字叫什么？
What is your name?
我名字就是抓。
My name is Greg.
我就常常抓人的。
I always grab people.
他说以后你不要再抓人了。
And then he said, do not grab people anymore.
以后你们不要这样斤斤计较，以后不要这样算计别人，不要这样去绊倒别人，不要，你的名字要叫以色列。
So he's God is saying, do not tell yourself that anymore. Do not strive with men, be cunning and plot. Your name now is Israel.
什么叫以色列呢？
What is Israel?
以色列是神为你征战，你自己不要征战。
Israel means God strives for you.
我来替你做事，你不要靠自己，你要靠我。
God will accomplish things for you. Depend on God, not on yourself.
所以你知道吗？他说你的名字要改变。
Therefore the man says your name is to be changed.
你知道是谁抓住谁？ 是谁打赢谁？
So who won?
所以这个我们要问的问题呢，这个就是我们要知道，到底这个是什么意思呢？意思说他要改名字，改名字在以色列在旧约里面是很重要的。So
God intends for Jacob to change his name. Now in the Old Testament, names are very important.
名字代表那个人的个性。
The name communicates the person's character.
所以当我们说神的名很重要，我们不可以亵渎神的名。
So we say God's name is great. We cannot blaspheme against His name.
我们也看到神改变很多，就是主耶稣在新约里面也叫彼得不再叫彼得，要改彼得名字等等。
So even in the New Testament, Jesus changed the name of Peter.
所以这段圣经是讲雅各的生命。 有了改变。
So this passage talks about Jacob's life is going to be transformed.
为什么呢？ 他遇见神了。
Because he met God.
然后神告诉他，你不要靠自己，不要靠自己去争取， 你要靠神，神替你争取。
And God is telling Jacob, no longer do you grab and plot for yourself, but depend on God.
所以请问谁赢了呢？
So who won?
谁输了呢？
Now who lost?
我告诉你，雅各呢，基本上赢了。为什么他赢呢？ 因为他承认自己的罪，他不要再做这件事情了，他要依靠神。所以雅各赢了，神也赢了，因为神得着了他。
So Jacob won because Jacob confessed his sins and now put his trust in God. God also won because God has now changed Jacob for himself.
刚才我们提到，这个人半夜来的时候呢，是这个他主动来的。
So we said that in the very initial part when we saw that when the man came to wrestle with Jacob, the man was the active agent.
他自己来找雅各，他自己要跟雅各摔跤。
The man came and the man came to wrestle with Jacob.
意思说神来找雅各，要跟他摔跤，要改变他。
So God came to wrestle with Jacob for the purpose of changing him.
他跟他摔跤之后呢，雅各的人生变了。
Now after this wrestling match, Jacob's life was transformed.
所以他的名字要改。
So his name changed.
说从今天以后，你信靠我，我为你征战。 我为你争取，你不要靠自己，你要靠神。
Now from here on, put your trust in me. God was saying to Jacob, trust me and I will strive on your behalf.
雅各的名字是叫抓住，现在是他被人抓住，被神抓住。So
his name was Greg, but now he was grabbed and transformed by God.
请问，你是不是，你的名字也是叫雅各？
Now is your name also Greg or Jacob?
你是不是要掌控你自己的生命？
Do you have a desire to control your own destiny?
是不是你要抓住你的前途？
Do you have complete control over your future?
你知道吗？我们人生里面有很多东西，你可能是你没有想到的。
Well, there are many type things in your future that you might not be aware of.
我们当中，你信主的人，你知道有多少时候你想要做的事情，你想要走的方向，结果神改变了。
Now for those who are in the Lord, you have experienced how the Lord redirected your life direction.
多少我们当中多少人？当你遇见神的时候，你生命就改变了。
How many of us, when we met the Lord, your life changed?
所以在这边看到吗？我们不要靠自己去争取，我们要靠神，神让我们去争取。
From here we see the point is do not grab your own future, but then let the Lord strive on your behalf.
雅各是一生一世都是靠自己来得成功的。
For all of his life prior to this, Jacob grabbed everything for himself.
但是呢，来到他拉班他的舅舅的家里的时候，他被欺骗，最后呢，他还是要靠自己。但是来到这个河边的时候，他却被神抓住。
Now when he was facing injustice and being tricked by his uncle, he tried to grab things for himself, but right at this river, he met God.
因为神抓住了他的大腿窝，结果他就瘸了。所以他的软弱，他承认他的软弱的时候呢，就是他的生命的转捩点。
So when he met God here and God dislocated him and grabbed him, this was the transformation moment in his life.
他被神抓住了。
He is now grabbed by God.
从今天开始，他的名字不叫抓住，不叫做雅各，他的名字叫做被神抓住，或者是神为他来争取、来征战。
Now from here on, his name is no longer grabbed by Jacob. His name is now let God strive on his behalf, Israel.
所以从今天开始，雅各就改变了他的生命。
So from here on, Jacob's life changed.
这个就好像我们看到罗马书保罗的经历。
And this is like where we saw in Romans, Paul's own experience.
保罗的生命里面，他说我在他身上有一根刺，他祷告三次求主拿掉，神说不要，我要让这根刺在这里，那个刺对你好。
Now Paul prayed, you know, three times he prayed for the Lord to remove the thorn in his flesh, but the Lord replied, why? The thorn is good for you.
所以在哥林多后书十二章九节，神说他对我说，我的恩典够你用，因为你的能力，我的能力在人的软弱上是显得完全。
So the Lord said to Paul, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
你看到吗？当你承认你的软弱，当你暴露你的软弱的时候呢，你承认的时候呢，你依靠神，神为你征战，不是你自己靠自己征战。
So when you confess, when you tell God that you are not no longer striving for yourself, God can strive on your behalf.
所以这个就是我们要看到的。
So this is what we want to see in our life.
得胜在乎耶和华。
So victory is in the Lord.
在撒母耳记上十七章三十啊四十七节这么说，他说耶和华使人得胜，不是用刀，不是用枪，因为胜败全在乎耶和华。
In 1 Samuel 17 it says, and all this assembly may know that the Lord saves not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord, and he will give you into our hands.
那么在诗篇三十三章十六节说，君王不能够因兵多得胜，勇士不能因马这个力大得救。
Psalm 33 says the king is not saved by his great army, a warrior is not delivered by his great strength.
那么我们怎么才能够得胜，怎么才能够得救呢？
Now how can we gain victory?
箴言二十一章三十一节说，马是为打仗之日预备的，得胜的在乎耶和华。
Now Proverbs 21 says the horse is made ready for the day of battle, but the victory belongs to the Lord.
所以你看到吗？真正得胜的是主，不是我们。
So the true victor is God, not us.
所以整段这段圣经是告诉我们，雅各承认他自己的软弱，面对他的自己的罪，他向神认罪说，神说你的名字要改变，因为从今天开始你要变，你要改变。
So in this passage we see that the point here is Jacob confessed his sins to God, and God tells Jacob from here on change your life's direction.
所以这段圣经呢，我们可以这么讲说，这个是神雅各与神的摔跤。
So we can say this passage is about Jacob wrestling with God.
但是基本上呢，其实是雅各非常害怕晚上在那里，或许在思想，或者在那里祷告，神来跟雅各争战，或者来跟雅各摔跤，直到他抓住雅各。
And then we can also see that from this passage, we meet a very fearful Jacob who is wrestling with man and night, and then God came to wrestle with him and caused Jacob to be weakened and to trust in him.
多少时候我们碰到困难的时候，碰到苦难的时候，我们心里害怕的时候，我们半夜睡不着的时候，我们就在那边祷告，跟神摔跤。
Many times when we are in turmoil, we cannot sleep, and we pray, and we are wrestling with God.
为什么说这个就是雅各的祷告呢？
Why do we say this is Jacob's prayer?
何西阿书12章3到4节这么说，他说。 这个在形容雅各的时候，他在腹中呢，他是抓住哥哥的脚，但是他在壮年的时候呢，他以神摔跤，以先子摔跤，而且得胜，哭泣恳求，所以他哭泣恳求的时候呢，这个就是祷告的意思。So
Hosea 12:3 tells us, in the womb he took his brother by the heel, in his manhood he strove with God, he strove with the injured and feeble, he wept and sought his favor. This is his prayer.
所以我们要问谁抓住谁？
So who grabbed whom?
雅各不断的抓，我们也不断的抓住我们周围的，抓住我们的工作，抓住我们的孩子，抓住我们的这个太太，抓住我们丈夫，抓住我们的钱财，抓住我们的事业，我们什么都抓。但是你最重要的是你要被神抓住。So
Jacob grabbed everything in his life, just like him. You grab your wife or your husband or your children or your jobs. You're grabbing everything you can. The most important thing you need to take away is let God grab hold of you.
所以你真正要知道的呢，要来到神面前，依靠神，祷告，主啊，我要愿你抓住我，或者是主啊，我要抓住你，你不为我祝福，我就不离开。So
our prayer should be we come to God and say, hold on to Him and say, if you do not bless me, I will not let go. If you let us grab hold onto God and let God grab hold onto us.
很多时候我们在读旧约的时候，我们读到一段经文，讲到说摩西呢，何时举手呢，以色列人就得胜；何时垂手呢，敌人就得胜。Now
we read also in Exodus that whenever Moses held up his hand, Israel prevailed, and when he lowered his hand, the enemies prevailed.
所以不是摩西举手放下的这个魔术，是他举手是在祷告，任何时候他祷告他就得胜，任何时候他不祷告他就失败。So
the emphasis is not on the position of Moses' hands, but when he held up his hands, he was praying. When he prayed, Israel prevailed.
所以弟兄姐妹，你要不断的抓住你的环境，抓住你的钱财，抓住你的银行户口，你要抓什么？你一定要抓住神或者被神抓住。So
dear friends, are you going to continue grabbing hold onto your bank accounts and your situation, or are you going to grab hold of God?
当你被神抓住的时候，你就生命改变的时候。When
God has a hold on you, your life will change.
或许这段圣经应该有的正确的这个题名或者名称呢，应该是得胜在乎耶和华，这是这段圣经的意思。
Maybe a better header for this passage would be Victory Belongs to the Lord.
所以我们要知道真正得胜是耶和华所赐，不是我们自己争取出来。So
we need to understand today that victory truly comes from the Lord. It is not something that we can grab hold onto ourselves.
那我们从中学应该学的功课。May
we learn from this passage.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray. Lord, we thank you this morning that you have given us your word through the Old Testament. We thank you for this account in Genesis of Jacob and how a simple story, a very familiar story, has now deepened its impact in our lives through a careful exposition and explanation of the true meaning of this passage. May we stop grabbing hold of our situations and our future, but that we would commit to grabbing hold of you through prayer, through service to you, through understanding your will through your word. And through that process, may we confess our weaknesses to you, and that you will have a hold on us, that you would never let go of us, and that you would hold our hands all the way.